Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Cook restaurant quality meals at home with the Dunn Stores Simply Better collection.
Nevin, how are you?
My bags are packed and you're ready. Where are you off to now? Where are you going?
I'm going to Switzerland.
Are you looking forward to it?
I am, for the Eurovision. Oh,
how many years are you doing it? I ask this every year.
Quite a number.
What?
20-something.
That's 20-something.
Really looking forward to it. And Emmy is in fine form. She's a great singer. And we're looking forward to that. I have my little badge. That's the Irish badge.
Yeah.
I mean, Norwegian badge, because of course we are.
Of course.
We have a Norwegian singer.
Jewel.
This year. So, Jewel, yeah, that's right.
Marty, have you been to Switzerland before?
I have never. You probably go there and visit your money now.
No.
Do you? Is that where you keep your money?
You're so crying. No, we keep it under the bed, under the mattress.
Of course.
The cabin.
The cabin away.
Exactly. Good interest there.
I've not been to Switzerland. Did you? You probably went skiing or something.
No, I've never been skiing, actually, but I have been to Zurich, and I thought it was an incredible city and just beautiful.
Was that to do with food?
Great food, yeah. We were over there with the Dunn's team, the Simply Better team.
Oh, right.
And their chocolate is amazing.
It is amazing.
Oh, my God. Oh, and their scenery, like it's...
Although I'm a devil for the dairy milk.
Oh, yeah.
Here, in fairness. But the scenery is... by all accounts.
Oh, so I hope
go
listen,
to Basel.
Best
bring
of luck
back.
Now.
Bring back a bag of Basel.
But I'd love that. Thank you.
I bring back Basel from Basel.
I've never been there now. I know they have a good football team, Basel.
No. Do they?
Yeah, I think they do. Oh, they're always in the Champions League and we're not. Poor Man United.
That's
but
very true.
Those were the good old days.
So what are you doing for us then?
We're doing two chicken recipes, chicken tacos and then some buttermilk. Crispy, if you don't mind, buttermilk chicken with a celeriac coleslaw or slaw.
Okay.
Which one would you like to start with now?
Start with the I love an old taco.
Do you like an old taco?
I do.
Okay, so these are boneless, skinless chicken breasts. Borbia quality assured, of course. If you get them fed on corn, I think they're delicious. They're full of flavour. And we're going to put a little bit of smoked paprika on this. And we're going to grill the chicken, or you can bake it off in the oven. You can do whichever you want to. Smoked paprika is lovely because it's not too hot and it gives a lovely flavour. So season it up, then that goes into the oven or on the grill or even on the barbecue, like this weather. Come on.
It'd be lovely
in the barbecue.
Yeah.
And then you can season that up so you can if you want to. So then we're going to talk about our tortilla wraps. We have a little bit of cheese in that, grated cheese. Kidney beans. I like them. And you can get them like in little kind of tins or little kind of cardboard things that are already cooked.
We'll be rich. You get them in Lidl. You can also get them in other supermarkets. I thought that's funny. But you can. They're supposed to be very good for you.
But they add nice texture to them.
Yes.
So they do. And they're just a little bit of a bite, so they are. So I think this works really well with the chicken.
Right.
By the way, you can do this even with salmon. I should have said that.
Oh.
And if I was to do salmon, you could use the paprika, but Cajun spice is a really nice spice to use. It gives a lovely little bit of a kick to it.
You're a spicy fella. You
well, I like a bit of a kick, to be honest with you.
Spice.
I think it gives lovely flavour.
Mm.
So you heat up your tortilla wraps just on a dry pan. You've cooked your chicken. You have some lovely cheddar cheese. Can I talk about the Drina cheddar, which is
Drina,
a Simply Better. It's fantastic, and it's produced down in County Cork, and it's a really interesting everyday cheddar. Interesting but delicious because we know the farm that the milk comes from. I don't think any other cheddar can actually say that. And it's a cheddar that I would put, like my daughter would make tacos, tortilla wraps, even on a burger. It's gorgeous.
Really?
It's a lovely cheddar cheese.
Oh, very good.
It really is delicious.
Yeah.
So Marty, we're going to jazz it up with a little bit of spring onion for texture and crunch, and then some lovely tomatoes. We were talking about tomatoes there a couple of weeks ago. When I use tomatoes, and when they're in season, Irish ones, I put lemon zest, balsamic, olive oil, basil. Sorry if I keep repeating myself,
but it's
a great little tip for you, separate to this recipe. It's so nice, and you're a big fan of the cherry tomatoes.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
So your chicken is cooked. You can slice that up. You heat your tortilla wraps. So now it's just a matter of assembling. So this is a lovely kind of a light, simple kind of lunch, supper.
Okay.
You know, it's quick and it's a great one to get the kids in cooking.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So it is.
Yeah.
Heat your little kidney beans just in the pan, and then you can throw in the tomatoes so they're just not cold, so that they're just warm through. And then you're going to crisp up your tortillas, you slice up your chicken, and then your cheddar cheese. So the cheese should melt over the nice warm chicken. And then you have you can put a little bit of salad. You know what I like is iceberg or cod salad. Just slice that. So it's nice, a nice bit of crunch.
That's right.
Nice bit of texture.
Totally agree.
your spring onion, and then you can just go with your kidney beans at the very end. A little bit of lime juice gives lovely freshness and acidity, which is so important. And then you can serve that if you want to with a nice little bit of garlic mayonnaise, yeah, or maybe a chili kind of salsa.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous thing. And that's all you need.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's nice and light, and like you can get the taco shells if you want, or tortilla wraps. You can wrap them, you know, into like what we call a kind of a burrito style. You know, there's lots of ways to serve in this.
But now that you're a gym bunny, how many of these would you eat in a sitting? Would you eat two?
Well, I suppose with my kind of diet at the minute, I'm a kind of low carb, low sugar.
I know.
Says he.
Does this mean that you can't go to your own restaurant?
No, it does. It does. It just means that I have to be disciplined. Yeah. Instead of taking a big spoonful, I have a little espresso spoon, so I'm tasting the sauces and all that. Because you have to. It's my job.
It's your job. Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely.
That must have been initially quite difficult.
Very.
Yeah.
Very. You'd want to have handcuffs in you in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's right. And somebody watching you.
Oh yeah.
Like a hawk.
You're right. But you know what? I feel better for it, and it's worked well for me.
I said it before, and I'll say it again. You look terrific.
Oh well,
you really do.
Thank you, Marty.
And I am available for any of those clips. what was the other chicken you were doing?
Crispy buttermilk chicken with Asian slaw.
All right.
So let's talk about marinating and in buttermilk, because people say, "Oh my God, that sounds awful." But there's an enzyme in buttermilk that will give you the most succulent, soft, juicy chicken breast. I do it with turkey at Christmas, and we spoke about it on your show. But this is some skinless chicken fillets, half a pint of buttermilk. You leave that in the fridge if you can for a few hours, but overnight is the secret. Okay?
Yeah.
Then you remove it from the buttermilk, and then what I like to do is season up the chicken, a little bit of plain flour, a little bit of breadcrumbs, and then what I like to do, Marty, is flour egg and breadcrumb it. So dip your chicken breast, you've removed it, pat it dry with kitchen paper, and then you dip it in flour, you dip it in egg wash, and then you roll it in those breadcrumbs. So I've jazzed up the breadcrumbs with a little bit of parmesan. Like, this on its own is delicious,
right,
with that lovely, maybe a little bit of pasta or even in a salad. So we'll talk about the Asian slaw in a minute, but this is so tasty.
Mm.
So you're not going to taste the buttermilk, you're going to get succulent, delicious, moist chicken, which is what we want. So what I do, Marty, is cut the chicken in half. I should have said that, the breast, and then it's called a scallop. So it's like half a sliced breast of chicken. And then what you do is you cover that, you flatten it out, you flour it and breadcrumb it, and you can just pan fry it. It doesn't even need to go into the oven. If it's cut in half, it'll cook probably about 4 to 5 minutes either side, should cook that until it's cooked through. That's really important. You can do it in the air fryer. I should have said that. Have you invested in an air fryer?
I got the air fryer.
What?
We got an air fryer.
And?
We got an air fryer.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Have you dried out the socks in it yet?
It's very good.
Very convenient.
Very good. That's we only got a cheap one. We didn't go full on.
I know that, Martin.
We were afraid that, you know.
You should have got one sponsored.
Oh, stop it. Those days are gone.
I know. But Marty, do you find it good and it's convenient?
Well, yeah. Now, it does very good chips. It's very good.
Yeah.
And we've done some veg. It is actually very good.
Do you know what I done the other day?
Now, we're only baby.
I know. And so am I. Like, I'm not using it every day, but I done lovely roast potatoes in it last Sunday.
Somebody told me that.
It was delicious. I tossed them in a little bit of goose fat because I had some leftover from Christmas.
Right.
Goose fat. And then a little bit of rosemary and garlic. Jeez, it was tasty.
Yeah, but you're very particular, but most people are, about their roast potatoes.
Yeah.
Because it has to be done. It's a family way, isn't it?
Yes. Of course.
And everything
is a wrong.
And I would have been kind of slightly afraid of that now.
Yeah.
But no, they turned out okay.
Oh, great.
That's interesting.
Super. Super.
Yeah. And someone said, like, the thing about it is, like, you kind of can't go wrong because it can only do what it does.
That's true.
And therefore, you won't overdo it. It just does what you ask it to do.
So that's why, going back to the recipe, the chicken in the chrome would be gorgeous in
interesting,
that.
Interesting.
And spray a little bit and just give it whatever time, 8 to 10, 12 minutes more.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right.
Because remember, it's half a chicken breast.
That's true.
Let's talk about our celeric slaw. Like, celeric, one of my favourite vegetables.
So
you peel it. Sometimes if I'm in shop and somebody will come up to me and say, "What's this?" And it's a celeric, or it could be a butternut squash. But I love people coming up and saying, "What would you do with that? How would you cook that, Nevin?"
I
love that engagement, so I do.
Are you in many Dun stores doing this, or is it just
just my local one in Enniskillen, where I do my family shop? Smart Alec.
Here we go.
So you have your celeric, it's peeled, and it's kind of like it's known as the ugly duckling of vegetables,
yes,
but it's beautiful.
Yeah,
I love the flavour. You can roast it. We smoke it in the restaurant over a barbecue. It's so versatile. In a soup with apple, it's beautiful. But this is going to be a cold stuff.
A soup with apple?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Apple juice and apple.
Okay.
And then stock and cream. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
yum, yum, yum.
Yeah.
So, Marty, the celeric, we slice it really thinly and cut into tiny little strips. We call the julienne, like little strips. Now, you can get a machine called a Japanese mandolin, which will be perfect for that and sure, save you time. Sure, yeah. But we usually do it by hand in the restaurant, okay, to be honest with you. So slice it really thinly. Now, this is the key. So what we do is we blanch it. That means put it in a saucepan of boiling water for 1 minute. So it's nice thin strips, in and out, them into cold water, take it out, pat it dry. Then we're going to mix that with some buttermilk again. Not the one you've had the raw chicken in.
Okay.
Okay, just to repeat, not
yes,
the one.
Yes.
So just 2 tablespoons of that, some chopped chives, that's optional, or parsley, a little bit of Dijon mustard, a little bit of maple syrup for sweetness, and then cider vinegar is beautiful.
Cider vinegar.
So you can have all that made up. Your blanched celery goes into that, a little bit of parsley, and then some homemade mayonnaise. So that's your lovely base, your dressing,
lovely,
in that the acidity from the buttermilk and the sharpness from the cider vinegar, it just pops. And it cuts through the richness, because with the chicken, it's very rich, it's gorgeous. Brioche bun, your lovely celeric slaw, your beautiful air fryer or oven baked or grilled chicken breast and crumb buttermilk, and that is what you need to serve that with some lovely chips, Marty.
Oh, lovely chips. Which it also does.
Oh, absolutely.
It's very good.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I don't know.
Or potato wedges.
Or potato wedges.
Yeah, chip. Yeah, I know.
That's lovely. Crispy
it's not tasty.
Buttermilk chicken with celeric slaw. That's a lovely idea. And prior to that, we had the chicken tacos. Chicken tacos. Well, that's it. Listen, keep the faith. I'll be off to Eurovision.
Well, have a great and a safe trip.
Please, God.
And bring me back a wee bar of chocolate, will you?
Or a cuckoo clock. Do you want a cuckoo clock?
I'd love
this cuckoo clock. That's what they're famous for, cuckoo clocks and chocolate.
That's right.
That's right.
Look, I forgot about that.
That's right.
Come here, have a great trip. You keep us all entertained, as you always do.
The Eurovision,
you're brilliant.
Tomorrow week. And we're in the second semi-final, which is next Thursday.
Wow.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to everyone.
Safe journey, my friend.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Basil on standby.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Dunn Stores Simply Better, proudly working in partnership with over 90 Irish food and drink producers.